I'm dreaming of a Greg Christmas, just like the Greg I used to know. May your days be Greggy and Greg, and may all your Christmases be Greg.
From a desk in the Yay Network Studios, where an actual radio show happens, it's the Greg and Greg Show with Greg and, of course, Greg. Take it away, Greg.
Hey, what's up? It's the Greg and Greg Show. I'm Greg Jake.
I'm Greg Olds.
Coming up in just a few minutes, I'm going to get into a hashtag stupid.
All right.
I've got one that I thought about this morning. I was like, you know what? It's so hashtag stupid that it needs to be talked about.
I've got a hashtag stupid.
Oh, good. We both have hashtag stupids.
Yeah.
Today's episode is hashtag stupid.
Mm-hmm.
But first, I want to talk about what you did at your apartment / house yesterday.
I don't know if I want to talk about this.
Oh, because somebody's listening.
Yeah.
Well, let me just say that I condone what you did.
Mm-hmm.
Because at one point in my life,
you would have done the same thing.
I did the same thing. Mm-hmm. And here's what's crazy. I was living in Florida. And the git came from Texas. So, yes, I think that that's awesome.
Okay.
I think what you did is okay.
Okay.
Because there's no reason to not do
what I did.
What you did.
Okay.
Because the standard is you're supposed to do it on, like, when you're supposed to do it.
Everybody knows what you're saying at this point. So no, can it?
Okay.
Can it, Potsy?
So thumbs up, buddy.
I opened my Christmas presents.
Oh, Deborah's going to be so upset with you.
Sorry, Mom.
Deb.
Deb, there it is.
Come on, now. Come on.
Deb.
Deb. Deborah.
Does your mom have any opinion or thought on her name being Deborah Barone?
Oh, she thought it was great when everybody loves Raymond come out.
Mm-hmm.
And my grandpa is Frank Barone.
So you've
Frank,
just
come on now.
You've got the whole family.
So Robert. I would do the Ray Romano impression.
That's
and
hilarious.
My mom thought it was hilarious.
Okay, so do you want to jump into hashtag stupids?
All right, here's my hashtag stupid.
Okay.
Jimmy Trevino.
Oh, boy.
I'm sick of it. All he does is try to get under my skin. That's like his whole bit.
That is his bit.
I don't even respond to it anymore. Like, I don't let it. It's just nonstop trashing me.
I didn't see everything that he wrote yesterday, but I know at some point Jimmy was at home. He was on his computer
listening
and
to the
he
show,
was just going.
And he just wants to trash me. So thanks, Jimmy. I love you too, buddy.
All right.
Your hashtag stupid.
My hashtag stupid is I'm tired of getting on Facebook
mm-hmm.
and seeing all of the pictures of the elf on a shelf swinging from a Christmas ornament, i.e. Miley Cyrus wrecking ball.
You know what's just hashtag stupid in general? Elf on a shelf.
The lady who invented elf on a shelf
declares it a Christmas tradition immediately.
Yes.
It's like elf on a shelf. It's a Christmas tradition.
It's written on the box.
I was at the gym doing my run guy that I do, and the TV clicker was missing.
Mm-hmm.
So now I'm stuck watching whatever's on.
Right. Spanish soap operas or...
I don't mind it sometimes because sometimes you get the Food Network, which is the actual carrot on a string in front of somebody while you're running.
Right.
It's legitimately the carrot on the string.
Right.
But I'm watching the Elf on a Shelf made for TV movie.
Mm. What?
Because it was on in front of me. It was
it like 1950s claymation style animation?
It was not. It was poorly computer graphiced. Then they had all ethnicities of elf, because you got to make that money.
Right.
I'm watching this awful made-for-TV movie, and in the movie they hold up the elf in a shelf box because the kids received it before Christmas, and the whole plot of the story was, there's this one kid that just doesn't believe. So Elf on a Shelf, they have this whole... It's like a musical.
Mm-hmm.
So they have these terrible songs.
I'm an elf on a shelf.
Which is trying to convince you to buy Elf on a Shelf.
Go buy an elf on a shelf.
And they constantly have the box that says Elf on a Shelf, A Christmas Tradition, which is the best animated thing in the entire... Like, it looks exactly like the box.
Right.
Everything else is kind of cartoony, mm-hmm. but that is like this really well done animated thing. Like they spent more time.
Well, yeah, because you don't want to get the product wrong. Yeah,
you got to show the product.
Yeah. Product placement inside of a cartoon.
Yeah.
Awesome.
So it's essentially just a hour long commercial for Elf on a Shelf.
Now, the lady who invented this is literally wiping her ass with $1,000 bills.
And they don't even make those.
They do where she's from.
Just printing out $100,000 bills and wiping mm-hmm. her butt with them and yep. throwing them at people.
I equate Elf on a Shelf with the Pet Rock, except there's a story behind Elf on a Shelf, and it does something. But the guy who invented the Pet Rock made tons of money off that as well.
Well, just find rocks and send them to people.
Right, you polish them up, send them off, give it a name. Mm-hmm. It's the same thing as the people that name stars.
Star registry people. That was a brilliant idea. So hey, I'm going to sell stars.
Right. Oh, I need a star. Here's $30.
That guy.
Are you ever going to find the star that was named after you?
No.
No. Genius.
Unless I'm buying the North Star, I don't want any star.
I want to buy the buckle of Orion's belt. Think somebody's already bought that?
I think that's just the buckle of Orion's belt.
Can I buy the moon? Can you buy the moon?
There's whalers on the moon. They carry a harpoon. They sing tall tales. But no, Elf on a Shelf is a forced Christmas tradition now.
Mm-hmm.
That it's like, oh, you put it up so the kids know to be good. The kid doesn't care.
See, we have Elf on a Shelf.
And does it work?
It's yet to be determined if it works or not. Because we always say, hey, the elf up there is watching, and yet Abby will go walk over and stomp on my foot and then tell me no and go, and fling her hand at me, even though she knows that that elf is sitting on the shelf. So it may at some point catch on in her brain, and she'll be like, oh, because now she understands Santa Claus, and she understands that she needs to be good to get things from Santa Claus. Mm. But I don't know if the elf has any impact on that.
I'm pretty sure you just said that it doesn't.
Right now it doesn't, no.
Right now, no, it doesn't.
Yeah.
And it won't.
You have to give her credit. It's a brilliant idea.
Mm. No, I'll just say it's a Christmas tradition, and then it will be a Christmas tradition. Fake it till you make it. That's the exact fake it till you make it. No, it's a Christmas tradition.
Mm-hmm.
I said it was.
You know what's a Christmas tradition?
What?
This show. Every Christmas, this show should be played in every household.
You know what? It should just be a daily tradition where you should just play it every day.
Yeah, but then on Christmas, you should play it,
You should
it
play
too.
It the most. Like, right. It's put on the Yule log and just have me and Greg talk to you.
Right. So, with that being said,
we'll also be selling pictures of our heads to watch you and your children.
Yeah. It's the Greg's on a Shelf.
Name your elf on a shelf Greggles.
My daughter won't like it. She won't like that at all.
Well, she's got Greggles the duck.
Yes, she does have Greggles the duck.
Yes.
So every Christmas, listen to this podcast over and over and over
and
again.
And name things in your house after us. This is Greggles the pizza cutter. This is Greggles the VCR.
Who has a VCR?
This is Greggles the 8-track player. This is Greggles the candle.
Yeah, that's hashtag stupid.
Yeah, so your elf on the shelf is stupid. Also, the pictures you post where it's like doing naughty things, also stupid. The wrecking ball thing, stupid. Throw that thing away or burn it. Burn it. You could burn it.
Put it next to the Yuletide log.
Hashtag Greggles doesn't like holidays.
Hashtag true debt.
I'm sorry, I don't like any holiday.
You poor thing. I do like holidays. I think they're fun. The only problem that I have with holidays is that you get lazy in your mannerisms, i.e. there's candy and cookies and brownies and all kinds of crap laying around everywhere you go, and all you want to do is eat them, and all you want to do is drink, and you just want to party, and it's not good for your system, your internal system. But yet, every year, when those holidays come around, starting with Thanksgiving, what do? You go face first into a turkey like it's the last thing you're going to eat, and you eat it, and you eat it, and you keep eating it, and you shove it in your hole, and you keep feeding it, feeding it, and you keep feeding yourself, and the next thing you know, you're laid up on a couch with a beer in your hand and one hand down your pants, scratching yourself, and you're watching football, and then
I don't think
you're
Greg
sleeping.
Can hear me right now, but this is the strangest thing he's ever said in his life. I'm scared. I'm honestly scared. He just went off.
And then you get up after a nap
on Thanksgiving.
You go to the bathroom and you duke.
Honestly, really scary to me. I don't know what he's doing. I'm trying to be as stealthy as I can. He has stopped. I think he's on to me.
All right, facebook.com/TheGreg
and Greg
Show.
Are you okay, buddy?
Yeah. Sorry, I just kind of got in a zone there.
I don't know what zone that was. I didn't like that zone.
It was the reason why holidays suck zone, because you eat a lot, and then you keep eating more.
Why don't you just have self-control?
That's the problem. You don't. Self-control around good food is almost impossible.
No, it's not.
So you're telling me, if there's a delicious, tasty meal right in front of you, filled with fat and calories and gravy...
At a certain point, I stop eating.
That just looks so delicious?
Yeah, I stop eating. Like, I eat, and then I stop eating.
What about the dish next to it that's super healthy? Which one are you going to eat?
I'm going to eat the one that I want to eat, but it's not like I'm going to gorge myself on it. When I'm done eating, I've stopped eating.
But then an hour later, you go back and you kind of graze over and you pick at the turkey.
You do.
I don't.
Clearly you do. Clearly this is a problem you have.
I like to graze over the food. I'm sorry. But the rest of the year, I'm pretty good.
You're Hugh Jackman.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, the holidays come around and you're just pounding down beers.
And then I'm Hugh Jackman.
And you're Hugh Jackman. Hugh Fatman.
Yeah, there you go.
Hugh Fatman.
Hey, what up? I'm Hugh Fatman. I'm Hugh Fatman. You can catch me in my new flick, Blubberine. Instead of knives coming out of my fists.
It's hot dogs. It's our Twinkies.
I was going to say chicken wings, but yeah.
Why would it be chicken wings?
Why would it not?
Well, A, it's spicy.
It would burn as it came out.
That wouldn't be fun for you. And it's also like not the fattiest thing that could come out of your hands.
Frozen gravy sticks.
That doesn't make any sense at all. How could they be frozen?
Because I live in Antarctica portions
of
the year.
You're still a man with warm blood and a warm innards.
Except for my frozen gravy sticks.
They're not frozen. I'm not accepting this as an answer.
I'm also
not accepting chicken wings.
Okay.
You need something that comes out, that will like, I'd even take fried pickles that come out of your claws.
What if Kim Kardashian's butt shot out of my fists?
How is that possible? And why would that make you blubberine?
Because it's a jiggly butt. Like, it's like, watch out, ladies and gentlemen. And then Kim's ass flops out of my fist.
Wouldn't it be if your hand was just Kim's? How does it come out?
It's like an airbag. You know, like when an airbag deploys?
Actually, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
So wait, does it just come out of the middle of your hand? Or do four butts come out?
Three butts come out.
Three butts come out of your hand.
Uh-huh.
And how would they even, like, fit?
I'm like, what up, bad guys? And... three butts come flopping out of my fists, and I use this and I pound people with them.
You've got some serious issues.
You're right, I do.
You just talked about eating food, and now you talked about Kim Kardashian's butt coming out of your knuckles. The funniest thing ever is having Claudia walk past while I say Kim Kardashian's butt come out of your knuckles. Right. It's impossible to picture.
It's like airbags. It's like airbags being deployed.
But there's three butts.
Yeah, they're like multiple
yeah.
butts.
Okay. So you're like...
fully functional Kim Kardashian butts mm-hmm. out of both... Like, how heavy would that be?
It's pretty heavy. 39 pounds a butt?
I think my co-host has lost it.
All right, facebook.com/TheGregAndGregShow, or you can go to Twitter, @GregAndGregShow. And we'll see you tomorrow for the what'd you call it? The Greg Smiths?
Huh?
The Grind of the Year show?
Grind of the Year show.
Okay, Grind of the Year show is tomorrow, so get ready. I may play my Christmas album.
No, nobody wants to hear that.
I may play a song from the Christmas album. How about that?
Only if you play Santa Claus is Fake.
I'll do it.
That's because he's one big liar. Yeah. Santa Claus is fake. That's because he's one big liar. Your parents told you that there was Santa, and there isn't Santa.
That's wrong.
Really made this song up as you went.
I did.
Santa Claus is fake.
Mm.
That's because it's one big liar.
Mm-hmm. All right, we'll do that tomorrow.
That was a fun
song. Yeah, boo out.
Join us next time on the Greg and Greg Show. Things will probably be just as weird.